He encountered the witch several times and that it appeared frequently in the form of a large black dog or wolf, and sometimes with two heads, sometimes with no head.
They're calling it a witch in a very negative connotation. Yeah. Whereas we have time and again told everyone that witches don't always mean negative.
Witches actually used to channelize cosmic energy. They used to use the elements of nature to create whatever magic.
Welcome back everyone to another episode of the Ghost Encounters Unfiltered podcast. Thank you so much everyone for enjoying the last episode and uska pehle wala episode and all the episodes of the podcast that we have been putting. Abhi jaise ki weekend podcast ka weekend hi chal raha hai and uske baad we will decide if there will be an investigation video or what is going to come. But yes, I think this is the third weekend with the podcast. This is the third weekend. And yes, those who missed the last one, this is our new set. This is our new creation for the Ghost Encounters Unfiltered podcast. We are still experimenting. So, कुछ चीजें आपको देखेंगी इधर उधर होते हुए, misplaced होते हुए या फिर introduce होते हुए, because like I said, still in the working mode and we still want to bring it to the theme जो हम चाहते हैं. And I think it's a never-ending process considering कुछ ना कुछ creative idea आता ही रहता है कि यार ये करते हैं करके.
An artist's work is never over.
Yes. And as a result, so वो होता रहेगा. But if you are actually new here, then welcome. And this is a podcast where we dissect some of the most infamous or famous cases of supernatural and the paranormal, and we give the angles जो कि media नहीं देती है, बाकी लोग नहीं दिखाते हैं. And that's the whole idea of this podcast. This is not for ghost stories, this is not for ghost narrations or story narrations. This is strictly to dissecting all the famous cases, no matter how many evidences of paranormal are caught in that case. Hai na? And this is what Ghost Encounters Unfiltered is all about. But yes, if you are new, do consider subscribing. It's all free. In case you don't like the content, aage jaake, you can always unsubscribe. Hai na? But yes, this is the podcast right now. We have another interesting podcast to dissect in an interesting story or a case file. But before we start, hi, my name is Sarbajit.
This is Pooja.
And this is Savio.
And we are the investigators, researchers, healers, exorcists, psychics, spiritual counselors of, I think right now, content creators of the Ghost Encounters team, jinko aapne hamare investigation video mein ya fir baaki podcasts mein aapne dekha hoga. And yes, this is what we do. We in the podcast, we dissect popular cases. As of now, the case that we have, I think, is said to be America's greatest ghost story that has ever been told, shared, and experienced by people. And movies hazaron bani hai, documentaries hazaron bani hai. I don't know how many people will know about it. Alag alag naam se wo log jante honge, but this story is the reason why all these filmen bani hai ya fir documentary bani hai. I'm basically talking about the Belwitch Cave haunting. It started in Tennessee, USA in the 1800s. And जो जो चीज़ें हुई हैं वहाँ पर उनके जो ancestors हैं of the people, of the victims, they are still very scared of that place. And they still think the witch is still very much there, as the name suggests, Belwitch Cave. And but how it led to what happened is will be included in my narration. So yes, if you are readying yourself for the narration, grab some popcorn or a drink or something like that, and let's get on with the narration. Now let's start with it. So we'll start with the Bell family. The family jiske around mein sare pura entire case revolve hua and are the reason why it is called Belwitch Cave. So it's all started with John Bell, who was born in the Halifax County, North Carolina in 1750, the son of William Bell and Anne Jones. In the 1782, John Bell married Lucy Williams, daughter of a prominent farmer, and the Bell bought a farm in Edgecombe County and began amassing wealth and influence in the area. In 1804, the family consisting of John and Lucy Bell and their children Jess, John, Drury, Benjamin, Esther, Zadok, Elizabeth, Richard and Joel, khatam hi nahi ho raha, time itna tha iske paas, built a house and started a farm of 1,000 acres. Located on the Red River in the Robertson County, Tennessee. Of their children, Benjamin died as a young child. Zadok became a prominent lawyer and moved to Mississippi, where he also died relatively young. Esther married Bennett Porter in 1817. Jess married Martha Gunn, daughter of Reverend Thomas Gunn, and later moved to Mississippi. John Bell Jr. married Elizabeth Gunn, also daughter of Reverend Thomas, and became a successful farmer in that particular county. Drury never married and owned a farm like father. Elizabeth or Betsy Bell eventually married to her former teacher and moved to Mississippi. Almost all the children that John had, they all moved either udhar. But there are few who stayed back and jinke around stories hoti hai. Despite the lasting impact of what the Bells termed our family trouble, the family continued to flourish and some descendants of the Bells still live in Tennessee and other southern and midwestern states. The origin of the legendary Bell witch is a course of mystery, of course. In early accounts, the spirit itself provides its origin, stating, "I am a spirit. I once was very happy, but I have been disturbed and made unhappy. I am the spirit of a person who was buried in the woods nearby, and the grave was disturbed. My bones disinterred and scattered, and one of my teeth was lost under this house. I am here looking for that tooth." Of course, this cannot be verified because it's so old. However, a number of Indian burial mounds, Indian as in Native American Indians, burial mounds could be found in the region. In other event, the witch claimed to be a spirit from everywhere, heaven, hell and earth. I'm in the air, the houses and any place at any time have been created million of years. The first appearance of unusual disturbances surrounding the Bell family is usually reported as an incident on the farm in which John Bell fired a shot at a dog-like creature which vanished into thin air. Drury and Betsy also began to see strange creatures near the property. These sightings are accompanied by strange sounds around the house. Betsy, Drury and John begin to hear unaccounted for knocking on the door and windows, and the sound of choking and strangling could be heard all along the chains, along with chains dragging and heavy objects hitting the walls and the floors, and sounds emanating from the bedroom as if beds were suddenly and roughly pulled apart, to which was added the sounds of fighting dogs chained together, making the noise deafening. In all cases, the source of the noise was never found. No rats were found in the home despite thorough research, and no damage of the furniture was ever discovered. During this demonstration, the family refused to speak of the events to their neighbors. The spirit increased its activity, sometimes physically abusing the members of the family. Joel, Richard Williams, and especially Betsy were subjected to being struck, pinched, and having their hair pulled relentlessly by the Bell witch. Lucy Bell and John Jr. were left relatively unharmed by the witch. Lucy was proclaimed by the spirit to be the most perfect woman living, and the witch showed a great deal of compassion towards her, even caring for her and singing to her while she was ill. John Jr. had long intense conversation with the witch, but he never failed to show his animosity for it, declaring it to be the spirit of the damned. On one famous occasion, the witch recited perfectly the sermon of Reverend James Gunn of Bethel Methodist Church, followed by the sermon of Sugg Fort, despite the fact that they had originally been given at the same time more than 12 miles apart. Family friend William Porter claimed the witch climbed into bed with him, allowing him to the opportunity to seize the spirit in the bedclothes and attempted to throw it into the fire, saying only the immense wet and terrible smell of it prevented him from succeeding. The witch had a dislike for the family's slaves, tormenting them relentlessly, beating them and refusing to allow them into the house. A Bell slave named Dean stated he encountered the witch several times and that it appeared frequently in the form of a large black dog or wolf, and sometimes with two heads, sometimes with no head. Dean also claimed to be turned into a mule and attacked several times by the witch. He carried with him at all times his axe and a witch ball made by his wife as a protection from the witch's influence. Visitors and neighbors were not immune from the witch's performance either. In one instance, the witch set three dogs, Caesar, Tig and Bulger, on traveling shakers who never traveled by the farm again. Shakers were like people who were on the horses and just moving around. In another case, neighbor and husband of Esther Bell, Bennett Porter, fired a shot at the naughty log that had been conjured upon by the witch. She struck the bark and cut into it, but the conjuration vanished. Only the bent tree and bullet hole remained. In another instance, Dr. Mays, a noted conjurer from Simpson, Kentucky, came to exorcise the witch and was mocked and frightened away. John Bell Sr. and Betsy Bell seemed to be the most frequently abused by the witch. For reasons still unclear, the witch adamantly opposed the union of childhood sweethearts, Betsy Bell and Joshua Gardner, frequently resorting to the ruthless taunts and physical abuse. Joshua and Betsy remained attached, but she put off marriage in fear of the spirit's reprisal. The witch's attack on Betsy were not at all related to her relationship with the gardener, and constantly threat of the witch began to affect her such that she became prone to fainting spells and smothering sensations, often appearing exhausted and lifeless. Her experiences were not confined to the Bell property either, and Betsy later described one incident as, "When the spirit became so tantalizing, filling my mind with horror and causing me to become so nervous, my parents often sent me to the neighbors to rest for a night. My first night away from home was spent with Thenny Thorn. When we retired, there came a loud knocking on our outside door, which seemed to fly open, and a great gust of wind was felt. Thenny sprang up at once and lit a candle. To our surprise, the door was not open. Then a voice spoke softly, 'Betsy, you should not have come over here. You know I can follow you anywhere. Now get a good night's sleep.' A soft hand patted my cheek, and the voice again assured us that we would not be disturbed any more that night. Betsy continued to endure the spirit's abuse, and after calling off the marriage to Gardner, Betsy was eventually courted by and married to her former school teacher, Richard Powell. Despite the apparent abatement of the witch's torments in 1820, she left the area with her husband and settled in Mississippi. The rest of the family often attempted to give Betsy relief, and family friend Frank Miles promised to protect Betsy from any further abuse by the spirit. Betsy said, "Frank was most powerful man any of us saw, just as fearless as any living man. One time he said to me, 'Come sit by me, little sister. Nothing will bother you while I'm here.' The witch responded, 'You go home, you can do no good here.' The witch then began abusing Betsy, slapping her, pulling her hair before turning on Miles, knocking him over and enraging him. One of the central goals of the Bell Witch seemed to be the death of John Bell Sr. Old Jack Bell, as the spirit called him, was blasted with curses, heinous threats, and serious physical torments. As the abuse continued to impact his psyche, Bell took to his bed and was cared for by John Jr. On December 19, 1820, John Bell failed to leave his bed, and John Jr. went to the cupboard to retrieve medicine for his care. Instead of the three medicine vials, he found only one. It was one third full of a dark, smoky liquid of unknown origin. The voice of the witch gloated, 'It's useless for you to try to relieve old Jack. I have got him this time. He will never get up from that bed again.' She claimed of the vial that she gave old Jack a big dose of it last night while he was fast asleep, which fixed him. The content of the vial was thrown into the fire and erupted into a blue blaze. John Bell died December 20, 1820. The Bell Witch crashed the funeral, disrupting the service, singing body drinking songs. And that's how the curse of the Bell Witch continued over the years through his family, through the Bell family. There are so many stories and so many researchers who have been there, investigators who have been there. And though it played a relatively minor role, the cave, the Bell Witch cave, the cave played a very minor role in the original Bell Witch legend story. The cave on John Bell's property has since become a focal point for visitors hoping to experience a bit of the haunting themselves. Now it is added to the National Historical Registry in 2008, and the cave is the only original feature from the legend that can still be seen today, largely unchanged from the way the Bell family would have seen it in 1817. Though numerous eerie events have been reported by visitors to the cave, nothing on the scale of the original haunting centered around the Bell House long since torn down has been reported since the 1800s. And this is what has been called America's greatest ghost story in Tennessee, and a place that has attracted the attention of ghost hunters, skeptics, supernaturalists, religious leaders, storytellers, authors, historians, and curious citizens from all over the world. And the case of Bell Witch Cave, or mainly the Bell Witch, actually. I would love to investigate this. I love cases of witchcraft to be investigated after that incident I had.
There are two Johns involved in this.
John Junior and Senior.
John Senior and John Junior.
Johnny.
Does it ring a bell?
Good one. Good one, yeah.
Yeah, but सबसे पहला एकदम स्टार्टिंग में आई जस्ट गॉट दिस डाउट कि ये कन्वे कैसे कर रही थी that I am a spirit.
They were hearing the voices. As
इतना clearly.
Yeah, like I hear those female voices.
That I am a spirit and I was buried and then मेरी grave को dig किया गया, bones निकाले गए, दांत को यहाँ पर दफनाया गया. यहाँ पर एक चीज पता करने के लिए कि आप male थे कि female थे, हमको आधा घंटा लग जाता है.
But then it, I think it also depends if we just, let's say we assume everything that is written is true. To every word,
which I don't.
Yeah, but no, I'm saying I'm just justifying what she said.
Yeah.
Ke, if she was actually a witch, she had more control over the environmental things as compared to other spirits, elements and everything. And like she has actually mentioned that I have been born many a times, I have died many a times, I have taken many forms, and I'm everywhere and I'm nowhere. She is like, if we are actually considering that it's all true, then she actually sounded quite powerful and quite manifested in that area.
And ठीक है, I mean normally अगर ऐसा देखा जाए, आप किसी भी evil चीज की grave को dig करोगे क्या?
नहीं नहीं
गलती से हुआ होगा. What they are saying is that her something body part was left over here, her tooth was there.
नहीं वो dig करके निकाला.
But she says she wanted it. That means it was still there.
Yeah.
Who wanted it?
She wanted the tooth back. Is why she was haunting the family.
Right.
Yeah.
But किसी ने निकाल के यहाँ वहाँ फेंका is what happened, right?
So we know why bodies are dug, no?
वही मैं पूछ रही हूँ.
No, it might have been puja. It might have been like the Native American, जो Indians बोलते हैं, red Indians. It Native Americans का एक अलग सा कुछ post death का कुछ विधि होगा. Like they take the ashes or the body and the spirit all over the land. That causes the spirit of the land or something. And this is exactly how.
And शायद good point of the red Indian. She could be the spirit of a red Indian female in that case, if she was that powerful.
I don't know, Sarva. I mean, the reason I said ring a bell is because, you know, when you're narrating it, and I was like frantically even browsing, like, no, exactly what is this? First thing I found is around the house, there are more than 20 cemeteries.
Yeah.
East, west, north, south, yes. Everywhere.
Yes.
And there are more than 20 churches. A lot of which are Baptist churches. Fine. I mean, that has nothing to do with the segregation and all, but there are churches and there are cemeteries. That means each family had their own cemetery, different ones. Okay. That means this town is pretty much religious when it comes to Catholicism or Christianity. Okay. They have that much. The second red flag that I have is they're calling it a witch in a very negative connotation. Whereas we have time and again told everyone that witches don't always mean negative.
Correct.
So if they're calling this a witch with a negative connotation, that means you have to understand they're speaking it from a Christian perspective, wherein witches were actually burned all over America and Europe as well.
Yeah.
Right. That's the second red flag. The third red flag that I saw in this is John Jr. I think the main protagonist of this entire episode. He, as a brother, would not be interested in his sister, Betsy, getting married to Joshua Gardner. Probably because he was from another segregation, or probably because he wasn't attending church or something like that. This is what I feel very strongly as a psychic and from a very skeptical perspective. Why? Because there is one episode wherein they could hear knocks on the floor, and when somebody got down, the knocks used to go and used to return back again. Whereas the eldest brothers used to sleep down. So this was like when John could do that, the things would improve, I mean increase, and after he could regulate it when it wanted to increase and when not, less to. Fourth red flag, when this girl went and slept at someone else's house, a sleepover, as a protective brother who wouldn't want his sister to date another guy or another guy to come in over there, he started hammering that guy somehow or the other and scared him away. and told, you know what, you're not supposed to be over here. He told his sister, you sleep peacefully now. Right? Fifth, again, another red flag. The witch very comfortably told John Jr.'s wife, Lucy, to be the most beautiful woman. Through whatever way, right? Skeptics, the ones who are investigating it, also have cast aspersions on them, citing ventriloquism. That someone was being a ventriloquist, like projecting his voice from another puppet. So they're projecting it from here, there, everywhere. The fact that there is a cave on the property and the fact that it is entirely surrounded by a water body known as the Red River. Red River. I don't know if this is the same Red River from that song. There's a cowboy song. Please come back to the Red River Valley.
If it is based in Tennessee,
it is a very old song. Very old song, which even my dad used to hum to us. So that is exactly when what I got it from. So this water body might be a conductor for transporting sound from one place to the other, right? The cave might be having a lot of catacombs or subdivisions inside. So the sermon that was said to be 13 miles apart could actually be channelized through that and come as a faint voice through this place. So somebody is actually speaking over there, but by the natural architecture and the water that is flowing, it might have flown over here. So I see this guy, John Jr., who used... because he married a pastor's or a priest or a bishop's wife, daughter, or something like that. So he saw this intrusion from another, say about religion or something, to be intrusive, to be occult. So he first of all termed it as a witch and said, you stay away from my sister, while praising his pastor born wife, right? And also saying about the sermons that could be heard from everywhere. So I see that person in the eye of the storm very much.
I totally resonate with the John perspective, kyunki jab main when I was trying to connect to the entire scenario, mujhe ek human interference bahut strongly feel ho raha tha ki witch nahi hai yahan par. There is a human involved who is doing all whatever is happening, and that's exactly what you are pointing out.
Very true, very true.
There is a human interference, and kyunki witches ko as it is hamesha bura mana jata hai, and again, I mean, we are just trying to clear the air here ki nahi bure the wo. They used to
sab bure nahi the
sab jagah, like, you know, jahan par
insaan bhi sahi galat hota hai.
Exactly. So there were witches who used their whatever powers they had for the negative, but all were not bad. But they were always portrayed that way. And aur ek cheez mujhe kya feel hui na, I don't know when he was narrating tab wo part nahi aaya, but when I had read this story, us time pe there is this witch who actually helped a boy who was stuck somewhere.
Yes, that's the same one.
Yes,
hai na?
Yes.
So she, everyone,
he felt some invisible hands. I will help you. And
so probably she was a good witch. Probably. And she was just being portrayed as evil, as dark. And ye ghar mein hi, ya phir, you know, some human was only involved in doing all these things. This is what I was getting, you know, when I was trying to...
Bullseye. Because witches se yaad aaya, these were Native American tribes also over there.
Yeah.
Who used to practice in a lot of paganism. Used to take a lot from the elements of nature and heal people through that.
Right.
And these are the people who are burnt at the stakes.
Yeah. Exactly. And matlab, I don't know how many people know this, but ye maine matlab pehle bhi podcast mein bola hai that witches actually used to channelize cosmic energy. They used to use the elements of nature to create whatever magic, you know, that's called magic, whatever they used to do. And they were very powerful. They were good. Haan, kuch the jinhone galat kaam kiye, but probably this was a good lady.
And let us be very, open over here that there are witches not just in rural culture or these tribal cultures. There are witches in every religion as well as right now. Yeah. There are priestesses, there are nuns, and there are sisters, mothers, everywhere, all around in every religion. And you call a rose by any other name, a rose will still smell the same. So you call them by any other name. They're still powerful people in society.
Right. Abhi bhi agar hum dekhein, like, you know, the way the witches were categorized, like... डिविनेशन विच. डिविनेशन विच कौन है? जो टैरोस करते हैं या फिर जो एंजल कार्ड्स करते हैं या फिर जो पामिस्ट्री करते हैं. बट इट्स जस्ट दैट वो नाम पे इतना नेगेटिव ये लगा हुआ है दैट दैट वॉज रिमूव्ड बट एवरीथिंग रिमेन्स द सेम. डिविनेशन विच देयर वॉज देयर आर कॉस्मिक विचेस जो एस्ट्रोलॉजी करते हैं और दे हार्नेस कॉस्मिक एनर्जी टू हेल्प पीपल हील. There are green witches, those who create magic with herbs and you know, yeah. So, वहाँ से वो witch term निकाल दिया गया, but the remaining things are still happening. There are still people who do astrology, who do tarot, who harness moon energy, cosmic energy, and they are healing people.
They might be even simply praying for people, and people might be getting healed.
Right. Mm. That's what's called magic.
Exactly.
सो प्रॉब्ली ये अच्छी थी बिकॉज शी वॉज हेल्पिंग पीपल. लेकिन ये पूरा घुमा के उसको एंड दे आर शोइंग हर एज इविल.
कहीं जगह पे उसने एक्चुअली सही अच्छा किया होगा बट बिकॉज ऑफ दीस पीपल्स वन सिंगल ट्रैक माइंड दैट विचेस आर ऑलवेज बैड दे गेव हर अ नेगेटिव नेम एंड उसके नाम पे लोगों को धमकाया गया होगा वहां पर. एंड दैट्स हाउ शी एंडेड अप विद अ रियली बैड नेम.
एंड व्हाट वो मतलब वो विच के वॉट वॉज द आइडिया बिहाइंड जस्ट बींग बिहाइंड जॉन एंड वन डॉटर हु वॉन्टेड टू गेट मैरिड टू अ पर्टिक्यूलर पर्सन
एंड गोइंग बाय हिज लास्ट नेम गार्डनर प्रोबब्ली इट वॉज अ प्रोफेशनल नेम गिवन लाइक इन दोज डेज योर लास्ट नेम वॉज गिवन बाय अ प्रोफेशन सो प्रोबब्ली ही वॉज अ गार्डनर विच वॉज मच मोर बिलो देयर डिग्निटी.
सो हियर lot of things do also point to something very nasty from a supernatural point of view. Ek to the fact that it is surrounded by
symmetries.
It is surrounded, there is a river nearby, there is a church near, there are churches nearby, meaning
and there is a cave system.
I'm just keeping that cave part apart just by deciding, and the river's name is given as Red River. I don't know the history of it. Don't quote me on that for the people who are watching or listening. My thesis goes like this is the place, this particular area must have actually seen probably years of hauntings by creatures, by demonic entities, by spirits and other supernatural beings and preternatural beings. Itna sara hua hai and so many people are tormented or are haunted or were worried or got affected by it that they had to create so many churches out there just to escape from the evil so that they can go and pray and whatever jo bhi unka hai. Plus as a metaphor to the Red River, probably they, I don't know, again, I do not quote me on that. Probably the name Red River was given because shayad biblically or otherwise something might have happened in that river that might have caused, I don't know. I'm just trying to find a reason here.
Tennessee is known as the haunted state of America, first. And secondly, no, Bible doesn't mention America at all.
No. I'm not saying about Bible as such.
No, you said in biblical times, probably something have happened over there.
Huh. Okay. Let's just scrap that entire idea, the biblical part of it. But let's say some metaphor was used to describe the river as Red River. Just for example, it is said that when the Kalinga War happened, the way Ashoka fought, Daya River became completely red. The river didn't become completely red. It was the patch where the war was fought is why it is said that he fought so violently and so in a grandeur in a way that he killed so many of these people that it became red. Just from that point of view.
So, ho sakta hai bahut deaths hui ho.
Kuch death hua hai, something because of a plague or kyunki jaise ki iske khud ke bacche kitne sare mar gaye hain, in a very early age, so which means tuberculosis ho gaya, ya fir any other kind of plague ho gaya, or something might have, famine ho gaya, something ho gaya. As a reason, wo jaga na bahut sara death dekha hai. Shayad wo death ke wajah se people started fearing some ki, kyunki tab hota tha ki kuch agar ho gaya, to shayad ye entity ke wajah se hua hai, shayad uske wajah se hua hai. As a reason, they created all these churches. Maybe if we find out that church was built, then that reason is different. But that's the reason why there are so many symmetries around. So the combination of a river symmetry and the churches kind of speaks very loudly of what you said, that Tennessee is actually one of the most haunted states in America, and it just speaks so loudly because of his situations around. And if that is what we are counting and that is what we are going by, we have the river. River is said to be the best conductor for spirit activities, for hauntings, for not just for carrying sounds, but also for carrying spirits, because spirits get a lot of energy from moving water currents. And that is one reason. Second reason, if it has so many of these burial sites, let's say these burial sites are kind of on Red Indian burial sites. We know for a fact, and from the research, that Red Indians are very good. They're also very powerful.
Very powerful. Yeah.
But if killed the wrong way, or if unka afterlife ka jo process hai, if it's not done correctly, they are said to be the most scariest and dangerous spirit that they can become.
True.
Considering that as well, considering the fact that John was constantly in that, you know, isme likha hai ki John ne kabhi chupaya nahi uska animosity towards the witch. Kind of shows the male dominance over the society, and like you said, probably whoever the witch was, Red Indian or not or otherwise, some kind of healer she was, and John didn't like it. So there is a chance ke you know ke that's why John was constantly, you know, out there ke main tere ko bhaga dega, ye karega, even though she is very loud on saying that I have helped her daughters. Jab wo night out ke liye nikal ke gayi, she was like, you know what, I'm not going to harm you, but I'm just letting you know I'm here. You like, you're gonna run away, but like, you know what, you're fine, mere ko darana nahi hai tere ko. So I know I just got scattered, but what I'm trying to say in a simple line, if I go to explain, that there are so many elements here that just kind of speak very loudly that probably whatever is mentioned is quite true, considering everything, the nature part of it, the spiritual part of it, the historical part of it, and the spirit part of it. I think, of course, we need an investigation. This is one more angle. I think it's very much possible of whatever we just read, everything, don't know about the poisoning part. Usko chhod ke,
even the poisoning part, it was John Jr. who found the wheel.
Yes.
हाँ, पॉइजनिंग का तो लग ही नहीं रहा था कि विच आके पॉइजन, एंड ही वाज लो पॉइजनड आई थिंक.
And he no, it was immediate poisoning. Immediate. Why? Because one of the paintings done, the original painting done at that time, also showed that one drop of it was force fed to the cat outside.
Cat. Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah,
the cat died in 7 seconds.
Yeah.
That means it was like more powerful than potassium cyanide.
Cat ko pilaya.
Cat. Potassium cyanide se bhi kafi powerful tha wo, or it could have been a chemical which when put in fire gave out blue fumes.
Fumes, yeah.
So it was like some acid or something.
Yeah. My theory, probably John Jr. was influenced by that entity.
A case of honor killing?
Possible.
His father completely finally giving up and saying, you know what, let's do this. Let her get betrothed to Joshua Gardner. Because ultimately when she broke off the engagement, these activities stopped.
Yeah.
By then the father was dead.
Yeah. And the witch said ke main yahi do cheezon ke liye hi ruki hu. I want to kill John and I don't want Betsy to get married.
How
to
comfortable
person.
For someone. That's the reason I said when I heard John, I said, does it ring a bell? Why? Because this guy has been in the middle of my complete consciousness, that this person, an elder in the family, who couldn't take it that his sister is getting married below their dignity, and a father also accepting this. So two things is, one, this shouldn't happen. This engagement shouldn't happen. Secondly, my father couldn't do this. So my father doesn't deserve to.
Possible hai, kyunki tab to they were on the extreme views, no, extremist hote the tab.
Yeah, all the
male,
witch
female.
Trials.
Yeah.
Yeah, true, but you guys got my point.
Yeah, got it.
So
very
I
sinister.
Hope it's not very scattered, but there's a possibility. I remember watching one of the investigation videos by someone, and they came in contact with some Native American spirit. They were accompanied by only foul smell, pungent smell, very similar to a very very negative entity. And it made itself very, very clear that I am a Native American entity. because of the way certain things were captured and were shown, shown as in jo evidence capture hue the and the history of the place, because at that place a Native American, as per the history books, was murdered and dumped. Like, she was the only one who was murdered and dumped right there in that. And usi ke upar pura property khada kiya gaya.
Oh.
That entire place is a fucked up place. Like, I can only imagine ki if an entity, if a person, Red Indians were so good with nature and elements, for all the right reasons, because that is what they used to pray to the nature gods. कोई इंसान जिंदा रह के एलिमेंट्स के साथ खेल के बींग अ हीलर वॉट एवर प्रैक्टिशनर दे वेर मरने के बाद सोचे ना क्या क्या दे कैन डू. सो कंसिडरिंग ऑल द सिचुएशंस दैट आर क्वाइट रेडी फॉर दिस केव एंड इवन लाइक यू सेड वो केव के अंदर भी क्या है किसको क्या पता. देयर कुड बी कैटाकॉम्ब्स, देयर कुड बी अदर बरियल साइट्स इनसाइड दैट केव. कुड हैव बीन वन ऑफ द मेन places for Native American, for example, because वो लोग cave वगैरह में ही रहते थे. And if that's the case, and वहाँ पे they must have done a lot of rituals, good, bad, whatever it is, and if that's the case, and that is where they died, and that is where they were buried, again makes a place for all the hotspot activities.
I see a lot of parallels between the Red Indians, the ancestral Indians, the ones who used to follow yoga and Tantra Vidya. Because even they also, the Aghoris especially, who are in tune along with nature.
Yeah.
Even in China, for that matter, a lot of people are in tune with nature. Mm-hmm. They don't believe in that central one figure of, a deity or a god or whatever like that. Yeah. But they worship nature. Even the tribals in Africa, rainforest in Amazon.
In Asia also there are places.
I find these souls very, very powerful.
Yes.
Because these souls are not just conserving themselves, but they are protected by the universe as well.
So and they are using nature to manifest. They don't need, of course, they need EMF, the basic thing hota hai. But then above and all, once they have gathered the EMF, they are also taking energy from trees, air, thunders, ether, soil, everything that is there, everything that contains energy, it's a battery for them.
It is like they are one with nature.
Yeah.
So you harm nature and the universe will take your case.
Yes.
So in the same way, you harm one of these people and the universe will
take your case. True, true. So that's why I'm saying ke whatever happened, of course it is written back in the 1800s and ye jo pura ka pura narration hai, jo story hai, jo scenario hai, was found from few of the letters jo wahan pe recover kiye gaye the when the conservationist they went on to find out. Could be exaggeration because tab na I'm sure you know ke tab bhi log jab likhte the na wo thoda sa as a बहुत ऐसे लाउडली लिखते थे. लाइक छोटा सा चीज होगा बट इतना लाउडली. लाइक फॉर एग्जांपल जूलियस सीजर डाइड बट उसका मर्डर को इतना बड़ा स्टैबिंग किया गया. लाइक सम ग्रैंड इवेंट हैपेंड. ऑफ कोर्स ही वाज अ ग्रेट व्हाटएवर एम्परर किंग जो भी है बट द वे इट्स रिटन इट विल गिव दैट यू नो ग्रैंड विजन के ऐसा कुछ हुआ था करके. सो दिस कुड ऑल्सो बी द रीजन ऑफ दिस राइटिंग द वे इट्स रिटन. बट आई एम सेइंग आई माइट नॉट डिस्काउंट और say ke you know what there could be some angle other than what you said the human motive.
I say the humans manipulated the witch. I say that the witch was there. I don't deny the fact that the witch was there. But the witch could have been a positive or a negative one. That is for people to know. One person might be good to one person and really evil to another. That is a matter of perspective. Right, as I say, the patriot and a revolutionary are only other side or two different sides of a single date. राइट एक डेट से पहले रेवोल्यूशनरी जो है वो पेट्रियट है और वो डेट के बाद जब कोई नया राजा बन गया जो पेट्रियट है वो रेवोल्यूशनरी है अब. सो इन दिस केस द विच वॉज देयर द एलिमेंट्री जो ये जो था सेटिंग अप जो था द केव एंड द वाटर सिस्टम एंड एवरीथिंग द माउंट्स स्पेशली वेयर द रेड इंडियंस यूज्ड टू स्टे एंड एवरीथिंग दैट वाज ऑल देयर टू बी मैनिपुलेटेड एंड इट वॉज मैनिपुलेटेड व्हाई बिकॉज ऑफ वन पर्सन्स ईगो.
Yeah,
the one of all the brothers that you mentioned, all the brothers and sisters, he's the only one to have inherited his father's name. So can you imagine the pride that he might be having in him? That I am the main patriarch of this of the or the
family
or the family right now. I'm going to take this forward.
नहीं अच्छा यू आर सेइंग द विच आई एम सेइंग देयर इज अ होल डिफरेंट एंगल कि विच था ही नहीं इट वाज ऑल कल्टीवेटेड बाय जॉन जूनियर टू लीड वेयर इट लेड टू
देन इट लीव्स टू अदर्स विच थी ना
विच थी
राइट बिकॉज़ देन हु इज द वन हु हेल्प्ड people
which
around
thi,
over
there and nee, nee. in short nee. which thi lekin which ke naam ka bill phada hai john
exactly this is my
Haan,
point
matlab jo bahut sari cheezon ka na
this is my point Haan. he not only which ka he used the caves also to deliver his messages the whisperings that you see in fact a lot of investigators have gone to that cave right now and even they have heard voices coming from there
and when as you both were talking na beech mein abhi jab baat kar rahe the I was very honestly maine nahi suna hai tum dono kya bol rahe the because main puri chali gayi thi wo cave mein meri puri consciousness was in the cave and wo cave mein aise mujhe feel ho raha tha as if there are tunnels going from inside
exactly that's what I'm saying a tunnel system pura catacombs I mean there is water passing through the caves it's a wet cave
through the caves अच्छा यू सेड दैट ओके
सिमिलर टू द मेघालय केव्स
मतलब आई वाज जस्ट ड्रॉन एज अ वुश करके आई जस्ट वेंट टू द केव एंड पूरा अंदर देयर इज इट्स लाइक आई लिटरली वांट टू विजिट दैट प्लेस बहुत अंदर डीप टनल्स कनेक्शंस एंड बहुत कुछ है अंदर ओके
इवन आई कैन इमेजिन दिस वे बिकॉज़ सी आई एवरी समर वी यूज्ड टू गो टू आवर नेटिव प्लेस इन गोवा राइट एंड Every time we used to go and visit the freshwater springs. Mm-hmm. We know Goa is a land of beaches and all, and beaches mein jaake salt water se baath lena was therapeutic after a whole year of working manual labors wale. And then after we used to go to the freshwater springs, which was very cold, cool even in the summers. Mm-hmm. Why? Because this water used to trickle down the roots of every herbs and trees and everything, and it used to be medicinal. Mm-hmm. We used to collect that and get it back. Mm-hmm. That was how medicinal it was. Now imagine the Red River passing through the mounds of these dead Red Indians, the herbs and everything, and trickling all through that and coming through the caves, which we know caves actually are the mother of all the crystals that we get. Right, a lot of stalactites, stalagmites in the caves lead to a lot of calcification and a lot crystals. Of crystals being formed. Can you imagine the water carrying what energy through that?
Right. No, true. But if we leave your psychic readings, both of yours, why is it necessary to believe that there is a witch or there was a witch? What if I'm saying, I'm taking this to a complete crime angle where John Jr. wanted to inherit everything, not just whatever was written for him, but every damn thing. Of course, if John Sr. has so many of kids, he might have thought, you know what, I'll give something to John. If he's the eldest one, I'll give something major to handle, then other things. And then it is mentioned that he accumulated a lot of wealth and reputation wahan pe when they shifted and they created that farm. A lot of his kids started having their own farms, which means they're quite, you know, wealthy out there. I'm saying, what if John Jr. just wanted to inherit every damn thing that John Sr. had? As a result, he started feeding the fear of witch, because back then it was the fear of witch. He started sharing things of witchcraft and everything, kind of started brainwashing them into believing that there is a witch, of that thing where, you know, the sister says when they were having a night out, ke, you know, she felt something. It was probably just John trying to say something. Let's say it was a proper dramatization of every event that is mentioned here. Because let's say John knew how to speak in a female voice. No one knew how the witch sounded. Kisi ko nahi pata tha. कोई ऐसा हम लोग बात कर रहा है पीछे कोई इंसान खड़े होकर अगर ऐसा आवाज निकाल देगा हम बोलेंगे ये विच है करके एंड यू जस्ट हैज टू मेंटेन द एनोनिमसिटी एंड स्टे हिडन एंड कंटिन्यू एवरीथिंग कंसिडरिंग सो मच फियर दैट ही हैज ऑलरेडी फेड इन टू एवरी वन सी द मेन रीजन के विच है रेड इंडियन है आधी लोगों की फट जाती है उसी में
आई एग्री टू दिस सर्वा बिकॉज आई मीन यू कंटिन्यू विद योर पॉइंट आई एग्री टू दिस यू नो व्हाई बिकॉज वी नो व्हाट इज अ सिनिस्टर वॉइस और व्हाट इज अ गोस्टली वॉइस व्हाट वी हैव लर्नड और व्हाट वी हैव हर्ड इन पॉपुलर कल्चर मूवीज में दिखाते हैं दिस इज अ विचली वॉइस नॉइज राइट. गोस्ट कौन होते हैं जो मूवीज में दिखाते हैं. वी नो गोस्ट एक्चुअली डोंट लुक लाइक दैट. डीमंस डोंट लुक लाइक दैट बट उनको दिखाया बड़ा नाखून बड़ा दांत. ये विच होता है हॉर्न्स के साथ डेविल होता है एंड दिस इज एग्जैक्टली व्हाट इज बीन पोर्ट्रेड. आई कंप्लीटली एग्री टू व्हाट यू आर
सेइंग. दैट्स व्हाई सो आई एम जस्ट सेइंग कि व्हाट इफ एवरीथिंग डॉन जूनियर कुड बी जस्ट डूइंग ऑल ऑफ दैट बिकॉज ही जस्ट वॉन्टेड एवरीथिंग फ्रॉम द फैमिली. Everything that is mentioned here from start to end was all his master plan to get those things is what I believe is another angle.
So from the entire top to bottom, the first reason was the elements, that is the deaths of all the Red Indians or whatever like that, the spirits that they had. After that came all the elements, that is the cave, the water system and the cemeteries and the churches and the water, whatever that was running through that. Then there was also a witch because people actually saw a woman with black clothing passing through.
The sisters, na?
With the three, especially. Yeah, especially the sisters, also the brothers. But then after she used to disappear from front of the brothers, she used to come to their property with the three children whom the brothers couldn't see. All of this completely coupled up along with the human greed, as you said, John Jr. He manipulated all these things together and then afterwards, gave fruit to his own sinister plans of eliminating everybody. So I think this was the entire dissection.
But a place worth investigating, I think. This reminds me, we should go to caves of Meghalaya.
So this time if we go, suppose if we go investigating this place, are we speaking to Kate or are we speaking to John Jr.?
First John Jr. Bring that fucker down. And then we'll go to Kate. But considering a lot of investigators have heard female voices wahan se aate hain from inside the cave. There is some female entity. We don't know if it's a witch or something. But whatever it is quite audible in a way. That presence feel karati hai through audio only. Because only EVPs capture hote hain wahan pe majorly. So whatever is written here kind of just proves because isme bhi inko sirf sunai de raha tha and now again the investigators are capturing. So but again these are just assumptions and calculated dissections of certain things. Kya ho sakta hai, kya nahi ho sakta hai, we cannot conclude.
But Sarva, but the whisperings that you hear right now na, are very faint whispers to which they put a caption down and make us hear that. It is like, Jose's misheard lyrics or probably those things that we hear. I mean, you can write here both the ways. Some things like, there was one meme that was made. Na, in pink, there was something else written blue, there was something else written.
It's the human mind.
And whatever you see, you will
text.
Hear.
Yeah, but I think three of us and a few of the investigators I know, I think with time we have now realized if we are getting turned on by the texts or it is actually what we are hearing. Irrespective of what we are hearing, we cannot deny that it was a female voice. For example, in Vasai investigation 2, a lot of things were inaudible. If I had to go very deep into analysis and add text of what I'm hearing, I'm sure every person jo wo video dekhega usko bhi wahi sunai dega. But because mereko logon ka cloud matlab logon ka judgment cloud nahi karna tha, I didn't put any text because mujhe khud ko idhar udhar sunai de raha hai. Why should I manipulate what the viewers are watching? So I kept it very open, you know, if you are hearing something, comment down below. Because for example, in that particular section, while Pooja and Saujanya heard you heard bat.
Yep.
So it did sound like yeah, it sounded like yeah to me, it sounded like yeah to few of the other people that I, showed the clip to. Not necessary, it's exactly yeah that we heard. Again, not necessary, it's bad that we heard. It could be anything. At the end, it's like the closest, kitna hum kar sakte hain, hum wahi dalte hain. And ultimately, that's what we come down to. But there could be, and there are so many of you people that we have been seeing ke jinko cheeze move hoti hui dikhti hai, jo ki mujhe bhi nahi dikhta hai analysis mein. And they do comment down that ye point mein ye shadow move hua, wo hua, which is great. And
great.
That's what it is, no?
Sarva, what if the female voice is actually your 80, 90 or 110-year-old male voice? A progeny, a son of some Red Indian living inside the cave even now.
Possible. But it's just the term ke Red Indian hai is what is exciting for investigation. Considering we know, and of course, we have to be all respectful if we are investigating a place like
of
that.
Of course.
And request communication, that is, if she's ready. I think irrespective of the Red Indian, I think the entire place is fucked up. The entire area is fucked up.
It is. That's the reason it's known as the most haunted state.
Tennessee. And I think there was a TV show, Tennessee Rat Chasers.
So TWC. Think twice before having Tennessee whiskey.
Yeah, that's it, guys. That's it for the Bellwitch Cave hauntings. And I hope aapko acha laga, kuch naya sikhne ko mila, case ke bare mein pata laga. I don't know if you knew or not. But this is it for the Ghost Encounters Unfiltered podcast. Again, if you are here, aap yahan pahunch chuke ho, do consider subscribing, do consider liking, and do consider dissecting with us. Comment down below your angle of the dissection, and we do read. Hum bhale reply nahi kar paaye, lekin hum padhte hain ki kaun kya dissect kar raha hai. And some of you dissect really, really well. And do comment down below, hai na? And if you want to, hear the audio version of it, then 24 hours ke pehle, before it gets published on our channel, it is available on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts. So you can hear us out there. If you are hearing us on Spotify, do consider rating us, because we are very close to hitting 100 stars, 100 as in 100 ratings, with an average of 4.9 stars. We want to maintain that. So agar aapko acha laga, do consider rating. And if you are on YouTube, do consider subscribing, because a lot of us and a lot of our followers are wishing and visualizing that we hit 100k subscribers by July end. Is it possible? We don't know. It is only possible if you subscribe and you ask your friends to subscribe, ask your mother to subscribe, ask your father to subscribe if he is interested in paranormal, ask your sister to subscribe, ask every damn person who has a YouTube channel to subscribe, because only through your support and only through your support we can reach there. Koi jaldbaazi nahi hai, ho jata hai to achhi baat hai, nothing like that, but it would be great to see 100k soon on the channel. And yes, thank you guys so much. This is Sarbajit signing off from this podcast.
Pooja signing off,
and Savio signing off.
Bye bye everyone, take care,
bye.